get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a taking to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival, you know, a festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 22 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond. And I'm your host, John Carigliano. Well, happy Easter, everybody. I am, of course, Anne Marie-less for our season finale. She'll be joining us at the end. But we are here for the season finale. We wanted to kind of go out with a little bit of a bang. And what better than to ride a Mardi Gras float? Now, what's really cool with what Universal's done over the years is they let ordinary guests have the opportunity to ride authentic Kern Studio-built floats. The Kern Studios is the company that's based out of New Orleans that actually does the actual floats for the Mardi Gras parade in Louisiana. And, of course, they do the floats here for Universal Orlando Resort. Well, we're going to be riding on the King and Queen float. This is actually the first time I've actually been on this float. Previously, we've done the Tidal float. We've done the Jester float. One year, before the pandemic shut down, we did the Aquarius float, where we actually got to ride with a former president of Universal Orlando, Mr. Bill Davis, obviously before he retired. But we are actually right now currently in the Animal Actors Theater, and we are basically just kind of waiting to get called and to head to our float. Really exciting. Had a hard time really kind of getting a chance to do this because of just work schedules. If all of you know that, you definitely know how sometimes it's hard to work around a lot of that stuff, but we are here. I wish Anne-Marie was here with me, but she is not. And yeah, we're in tune for a big loads of fun. A lot of verbs there. I did want to also dedicate the show to one of my good friends, Sonia. She was a fantastic team member here at Universal. She did a couple of the RIP tour guides with me a couple of years back. And she was a pretty big fixture during Mardi Gras as well, greeting guests and everything. And unfortunately, she recently passed away late January of this year. And what's really nice is the team made a nice flower on one of the floats in memory of her, has her name and everything. So I did want to dedicate that the show out to Sonia. Wherever you are, I hope you're listening, and hopefully, we do miss you as much as you probably miss us. And with that, let's get on with the parade.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sorry. Birthday. Yeah.
perfect pace. When you get off, don't leave it so I can airdrop those photos to you. So with that, that wraps up season 9 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds podcast. Hopefully you all enjoyed riding the King and Queen float here at Universal Orlando's Mardi Gras. That was a first for me, and actually for the first time this season, the King and Queen float were the last float, not the Gator float, which is usually the final float, but through some technical issues, we got switched around and we actually became the last float. So don't forget, you can visit us at cfsas.com where you can email the show. You can follow us on X or Twitter at Blue Sky at Central FLSAS. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us up on our YouTube channel. Before I sign off, I do want to thank you all for listening on this quite a season. We've gone from Halloween Horror Nights to some of the Mardi Gras concerts, to Disney, where we did Remy's, we did Muppet Vision. We got to do something completely unique out in Plant City, which was Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas. That was actually kind of cool. We actually got to do Luminous, which was the brand new show that replaced Harmonious. We actually got to send off the Country Bear Jamboree with checking out some different variations of the show. And then we also got to actually check out some panels at Megaplex, which was the first for us. We got to do the Clone Wars and Transformers panel. We finally got to do Tron Light Cycle, which was very late overdue, for sure. But hopefully all of you have enjoyed the podcast. Amory and I always enjoy putting it together and doing new things and getting to share that experience with you. We have some exciting stuff coming up on season 10. Yes, season 10. As I stated before, we're going to have a brand new host. You probably heard him before, but I'm definitely excited to have you guys listen to that. Most likely we will be back in the fall. And with that, this will be my last podcast in my 30s. That's right, July, I will be 40 years old. And so come the brand new season will be a brand new year for me. And we've got, exciting things on the horizon, which, what can I say? They might be epic, for sure. But until then, well, Emery would be saying so long or goodbye, Emery. But I'll interject a little audio of her doing that.
Goodbye, Emery.
And so long and have a magical couple of months. We'll see you in the fall.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.